Let's start with a brief quiz. Can you guess the top three languages spoken by the world's population? The order might surprise you. Reliable studies tell us that the third most spoken language of the world is the one we're using right now. Number two on the list is Spanish. And the top language, by a significant margin, is Mandarin. All three of these languages are among those we reach every day on Insight for Living. Well, on today's program, Chuck Swindoll wants you to meet the man he's chosen to serve as his voice in the Spanish language. One of our board members, Roger Kemp, will get the conversation started.
Well, thank you, Dave. You know, Chuck, I find those statistics that Dave just gave really, really surprising. Spanish is ahead of English around the world.
Yeah, wasn't that surprising?
Yeah. You know, I'm going to speak on behalf of North Americans, Americans in Canada. We often kind of think of the Spanish language where we live as Mexico or those who border our country, but it's amazing to realize it's the second most spoken language in the world, and that's going to be our subject today. We're going to meet a man who you've entrusted to be your voice in the Spanish language. And before we do that, though, Chuck, we've had these occasions to talk around this table about what God is doing around the world through Vision 195 before. We've had tremendous response from our listening family about this initiative. But one of the things I've noticed is we've sat around this table and heard you interact with our field pastors. There's a lot of chemistry between you and the people you've chosen to represent you.
Yes. These are not hard voices, as we might put it.
Right.
These are people I know and I know well, and I have years with them. So it's like we're brothers and sisters, and they're family members, if you will. And Carlos Zazueta is no exception. I look at you today, Carlos, and I remember when you were three. No, it wasn't that long ago, was it? I met you, I think you were still a student at Dallas Seminary.
That is correct, yes.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. And let's see, how far along? Maybe first, second year were you? Or
it was my first year in 1998.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Back when you feel overwhelmed.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, I did as an English-speaking student. I can't imagine arriving. And how was your English when you—
Oh, it was very poor. I knew enough English just to— Yes, to ask for food, and only one, hamburgers and quesadillas. Obviously, quesadillas is a Spanish language food, right? But no, it was limited. I remember praying every time that I finished a class, going to my box to get whatever mail I might have, and I was praying, oh, Lord, help me to get that gift of tongues. But yeah. I need one, English.
Yeah.
That's the one that I need to pass exams and the papers.
And you know, we forget this, Raj, but at Dallas Seminary, or really any graduate school, the reading factor is enormous.
Right.
So along with lectures and the interaction with prof and with the students is this pile of books, not one of which is in Spanish.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you must have looked at that. I know I did when I was in my first year thinking, how will I ever get this done? Only to go to the next course or the next subject and another stack and the next subject and another stack through six or seven of those. And you, and Spanish speaking, it just was.
I remember one of the students, a friend of mine, English speaker, he was saying, oh, man, this book is really difficult. It was the Trina book in Bible study methods.
Oh, yeah.
That's difficult.
Yeah, it is
technical.
Bible study methods. Yep.
I just smile and say, for me, all are difficult. So what's the use? I used to carry with me an English-Spanish dictionary
of
all
course.
The time.
Yeah.
So I translate Trina, by the way, because I was putting the meaning of the word in Spanish and above the sentence that I was reading.
Yeah.
So basically, I was completely translating the whole book, I guess.
It's a tough book in English to try to do it in Spanish. I just can't imagine. Well, we met, I remember, and we talked briefly.
Yes.
You shared with me something about a book I've written, as I recall.
Absolutely. It's so funny because what happened is a group of Christians in Mesquite, Texas, went to work in our church home in Mexico. And the first year, we get to know each other. We work and, you know, translating for them with my limited five words that I knew in English at the time. And we became friends. And then the following year, they came back with a box, shoe box full of tapes with your sermons and a book in Spanish entitled El Despertar de la Gracia, which in English means The Grace Awakening. And that was the first time for me to read a book by a theologian and somebody who understands grace the way that you do. And it really impacted my life.
Did you at the time understand it? I'm not talking about the book, but the concept of grace. You had been reared in a grace-oriented...
No, our church was very legalistic.
Yeah.
It was a wonderful church,
yep.
But there was always something like you had to do this or that. There was not the freedom to be who God made you to be. So my concept of grace was limited. It's just unmerited favor. That was it. That was my answer to the question about what grace is all about. But when I read the book, I understood that it's more than that. It's understanding that, you know, we don't deserve, we can never earn it, we will never can pay it. We just need to receive it,
yeah.
The grace.
Yeah. So many just go to the subject of grace at the subject of salvation, and it's a magnificent subject.
Right, sure.
By grace, you've been saved through faith, of course. But they don't take that same grace and carry it into the Christian life.
Right. Which, live it every day.
I can't imagine not living the grace life every day now. But as I meet so many, as you described it, Carlos, I see them grinding out the Christian life.
When you are born in slavery, you don't know what it is to be free.
No.
You just live day by day.
No, you're right.
Then you discover what freedom is all about, grace, and then you just don't want to go back to the same habit.
I know. At first, it's a little frightening to think.
It is.
Now, does this mean, you know, there has to be appropriate restraints. But when you really get a hold of grace, you learn to fly, I say, rather than just walk or run. And in the flight of this new experience, you realize how good God is to accept you as you are. There's no other Carlos Azueta on the planet.
Yeah.
Isn't that fabulous?
It is.
There's no other Swindoll on the planet. Many give thanks for that.
And believe me.
Now, because we are uniquely gifted and given to the body, we have a role to fill. And the grace of God frees us to bring our touch, our style. You preach, you know, I've heard you. You have a style that is, I'm going to use the word magnetic. There's a charisma that comes with it because it's part of your giftedness. And you don't realize it when you're doing it. You're free.
Yeah.
And you're flying in the grace of God.
You know, I hear an audience who's agreeing with this conversation right now because so many have read the book, The Grace Awakening, and have heard the series and are thinking, well, that was my experience as well. That was a significant release for you, was it not, Chuck?
Yeah, it was. And it was more than I ever dreamed. I wish I had kept all the letters. I wish I had made a file of all the... I would have a file drawer today, full. From around the world.
Sure.
Of people telling stories like your story.
Right.
Different from yours, but it's like yours in the sense that they, many of them, Roger, for the first time.
Right.
Got in touch with the grace of God.
And now a lot of those letters are written in the Spanish language.
Isn't
that great? The series lives on Visión para Vivir, which is the Spanish edition of Insight for Living. Chuck, we're glad to have with us this morning the Executive Director of Insight for Living in Spanish, Carmen Montgomery. Welcome, Carmen.
Thank you, Roger.
We thought it would be great for you to come in and visit us and just give us a little flyover about the scope of this ministry that's been on the air for 30-plus years, right?
Yes. It went on the air in 1987, so 31 years. And like you said, it's Visión para Vivir.
I gave it a shot.
Do it one more time.
Visión para Vivir.
And what does that literally mean?
Vision for living.
Got it.
Yes.
Because there isn't really a word for insight, or vision probably does it best.
Vision is probably the best word that describes insight in
best
Spanish.
Synonym.
Yes. Yes. We are heard on over 600 stations worldwide.
Wow.
That includes all 22 countries that speak Spanish. And even those countries that do not speak Spanish, but because of the internet, those few pockets of Spanish speakers are able to listen to our broadcast. Mm. So we received correspondence from Japan, from Germany, from United Kingdom, the Philippines.
Canada. Sure.
Of course.
Yeah, of course.
So we say 600 stations, but those are land stations, not counting internet stations. So really, we really are heard worldwide. If you are trying to find Spanish broadcast, mm-hmm. if you put in Carlos Azueta or Visión para Vivir, that pops up. Google helps us a lot with that.
You know, it must thrill a person suddenly in going through the dial. That's my language.
Yes.
They're talking my language, literally, and to know that they can hear that message in that language. I just think that's
yes.
marvelous.
Well, Carmen, you mentioned those 600 stations, and many of those stations are in Latin America, and we don't pay anything just to be on the air.
This is right.
This is a stations who really believe in the content, trust in the ministry, and they just want to broadcast
wow.
this programming. We pay in a few stations in the U.S., and we, sadly to say, we are not in the major markets, if we can call it that way, with Spanish speakers. In the U.S., there are 57 million Hispanics. 75% of them prefer Spanish as a way of communicating. 41 million people here in the U.S. prefer Spanish.
Wow.
We are not, for instance, in California, in Los Angeles.
Wow.
We are not in places that have a big pocket of Spanish-speaking people because it's so expensive their time there. So we're really praying to see how the Lord can open doors, maybe through our listeners, maybe through something. I mean, he can do whatever he wants to do. So we can be broadcasting Visión para Vivir in U.S.
Right.
In Spanish.
Carmen, this morning, as God would have it, I took an Uber drive over to Insight for a Living, and God appointed an Uber driver who was from Venezuela and spoke Spanish. And as we arrived at the ministry, he was putting together where I was going. He was very intrigued about this, and it occurred to me that as people are listening to this broadcast today, some speak Spanish, but some don't. But all of us know somebody or meet somebody who speaks Spanish.
Yes.
And so it was very easy for me to lead him to the website. He got the name, he got all of that, and he's very intrigued by that. Tell us a little bit about the web and what is there resident at the web for Spanish-speaking listeners.
Definitely. Our website is visionparavivir.org. And it mirrors a lot of what you would find on Insight for Living's website. Our broadcast is heard on a daily basis. We have articles on different topics. We have short videos. So if you are very familiar with the 60-second insights that you do, Chuck, mm-hmm. well, we have 60-second insights that Carlos does.
Oh, that's fabulous.
And, you know, when we sit down with our team, we're always amazed how we plan things way ahead of time. But yet on the day that a certain message airs and we get a message, an email or phone call that says, that message was for me today, it just gives us chills because we're like, this was planned 6 months, a year ahead of time, knowing that that person at that particular time needed that message.
Chuck, one of the treasures of Vision 195 that God has allowed us to bring to the work is an archive of 40-plus years of messages that have been recorded. And so what people hear on the English broadcast is often 10, 20, even 30 years old sometimes. And that whole archive is what we hand over to our field pastors to translate in these various languages.
Right.
And not only to translate, I think the key is to contextualize it. And this is something that I received from you when we met at the beginning of my journey here in Insight for Living. You mentioned, I don't speak Spanish. I don't want to pretend people that they think I speak Spanish. Yeah. You know the language, so you translate it and you make it your own. God gave me this message, gave me these resources, so you make it your own and preach it.
And there's grace in that.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
And I'm sure you feel it. And yes. I love it when you tailor make it for what I call your realm or your world.
Yeah.
Because all those who live in the Spanish realm think it, not just speak it, but right. They live, that it's their culture.
First generation Hispanics in the U.S., many of them learn the trade language, which is English, to buy a phone or to, you know,
yes.
get a car.
Yes.
But if you're going to talk to them, if you're going to give advice, counseling, or they're going to go to church,
yep.
they will do it in Spanish.
Will they?
They might be bilingual, but they prefer the heart language with something that is a feeling.
Yep.
That's important.
Yep. Isn't there something about the heart language that...
Right.
Yeah, it just pulls you in.
We've heard you describe that before, but what is a heart language?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's the language that a child learns first on his mother's lap.
It's a great image.
In her arms,
yeah. Yeah.
You know, and as she sings to him and as he feels her heartbeat with his little ears. And of course, as she speaks to him, there's a language that nothing else can substitute
yeah.
for that.
How sweet, then, for Spanish speakers to hear God's word taught in their own heart language.
The challenge is not just doing it in Spanish, but a Spanish that is neutral to many ways of speaking Spanish in 22 countries. Puerto Ricans, Venezuelans, as you mentioned it, Argentinians, they have a different tune, a different accent, and different words. But we all speak Spanish. And sometimes, Carmen usually says, we speak Spanish and sometimes we don't understand each other because the language is so rich. I mean, the Spanish from Spain is different. The Castilian is different than the Spanish we speak in Mexico. So the key is I'm not just going to speak to Mexicans. I had to speak to Salvadorians, to Guatemalans, to Panamanians. Mm. And by God's grace, He gave me the opportunity to pastor Stonebriar in Spanish here,
yes.
Stonebriar Community Church, where we have 17 different countries represented. That has been helping me to learn a lot of the lingo that is being used in those countries. So God knew what he was doing when he brought me here in
Isn't
some ways.
Isn't that great? Just being exposed to that broadened your world.
Yes.
You know, here at Insight for Living Ministries in Frisco, Texas, and all of our offices around the world, I'm thinking of Canada and the UK and Australia, one of the high points of the day, we say this often, but it's so sincere. We love hearing from our listeners and what God is doing through the broadcast and other resources in their lives. Carlos, do you have a story you could tell us about somebody's grace awakening?
It's really hard to select it. Every day, now with the social media, we receive Facebook messages instantly. Anything that happened in the broadcast that day, we got not one, not two, several messages from people saying that how much that ministered to them. But I remember this week, Mateo, he is from Honduras, young man. He was brought here when he was younger. He lives in Houston, and he sent me this message, and I quote, "I became a believer in a church that was very legalistic. I was afraid to do anything that can cause me to lose my salvation. Then I started listening to Vision para Vivir through your teachings. I have learned the true meaning of God's grace and the assurance of my salvation. I could not keep this to myself. What I did, I started recording the messages every time that they were on the radio on my cell phone. Then I listen over and over that message when I'm at work. On Sunday, to my youth group, I was sharing that message, and many of them really realized what grace is all about. Thank you for being my mentor without even knowing it." As a young man.
Wow.
And he's doing great. I mean, he contacted us. I returned his phone call. We have been in conversations. Oh, the cleaning lady here in Texas, in North Dallas. She was working on that house. She was cleaning the house, and she was listening to the radio through headphones. And then when she moved to the kitchen, something happened with the station that actually was a lot of noise, and the frequency changed or something. And it kept happening over and over. But at the moment when she's trying to move the dial, she listened to this Christian radio station, and Vision para Vivir was on the air.
Hmm.
And she was intrigued by that. She was not a believer, so she never heard that before. So she put a tape on the dial just to make sure that doesn't move and put the time 9 o'clock in the morning, which is what the broadcast time is. She continued listening. Long story short, she came to our church. She told me her story. She told me that they were desperate. They didn't know what to do. That's why she was working cleaning houses. She's a professional, a professor in Mexico, and just trying to find the way of living here.
Right.
Non-believers, and it's like the Lord was taking everything from them. The message that she listened that day was about job, and, you know, what if you lose, suddenly you lose everything? That was the title of the message. That spoke to her, and that moved her to tears. She knelt in that kitchen floor and gave her life to the Lord. She knew, because at the end of the broadcast in Dallas, we announced that, you know, I was pastoring the church. They want to go to the church. They can come. So she came to church just to tell me the story. And from that moment, her and her family had been attending the church. And it's amazing to see life changes. And I have many stories like that.
Yeah, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. You're listening to a special edition of Insight for a Living, and we're talking about the Spanish version of Insight for a Living. Be on the lookout, too, because the newsletter this month, Coming to Your Home, is going to feature some pictures of Carlos and an article and some more information. And I would also add that if you are a participating supporter of Insight for a Living, a small part of your gift goes towards funding this ministry in the United States. Yeah. And so if you've given a gift to Insight for a Living, you can enjoy the satisfaction of knowing that you've touched a life of somebody you probably will never meet who speaks a language that you don't, but your gift is making a huge impact. So when you hear those letters and you hear those comments, you've had a role in touching those lives.
It hardly needs to be said, but I'm going to underscore it again. We're serious about Vision 195. It's not just a keen little motto we throw around. It's a vital part. It's the pulse beat behind the scene, just as with Jesus, just before leaving this earth, passes the torch on to these who will run that race. And he says, now, you're on. I've done this. Now you take it from there to the remotest part of the earth. And in some cases, that's across the border. Sometimes it's across the seas to the most distant place you can imagine and will never go except through your gift to Insight for Living Ministries.
Well said. Para vivir. Well said, Chuck. You know, I'm thinking of somebody today who's listening to this program who perhaps needs a grace awakening in their own life. And I thought it might be appropriate today to just spend a moment praying for that person who's either listening in the car or perhaps on their iPod or their phone or whatever, and bring them before the throne of grace. And it would be special if perhaps, Carlos, you did that in your language before Chuck did that in his.
Excellent. Querido Señor, queremos agradecerle por su maravillosa gracia. Esa gracia que nos abraza, que nos recibe, que nos transforma, que nos limpia, que nos hace libres para hacer lo que usted ha diseñado que seamos. Le pedimos, Señor, que continúe haciendo que su gracia sea real cada día, no solamente en un lugar estratégico en nuestras vidas, sino completamente en lo que somos. Ayúdanos, Señor. Se lo suplicamos en el nombre de Jesús. Amén.
Father, I thank you today for the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, which introduces us to the grace that comes from your heart through our Savior to us at the cross. And then the growth that follows when we grab hold of the concept of grace. I thank you for the man sitting here on my right today and the message you've given him, the giftedness you have provided, and the breadth of ministry you have enlarged. We all sit in awe of that. And we give you the glory without reservation or hesitation. Thank you, Father, for each person listening. May we link up with them in this chat together in such a way that they feel a part of what you're doing here and far beyond their home and this place, even to the remotest part of the earth. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
You're listening to a special edition of Insight for Living. In the studio today is Carlos Sesueta, our field pastor and the program host in the Spanish language. You can see pictures of Carlos and Chuck by going to insight.org/Spanish. And to listen to today's program again, go to insightworld.org. Now, as God leads you to participate in this effort to go and make disciples in the Spanish language, we invite you to give a donation as well. Whatever amount God leads you to give will truly make a difference in the lives of those who benefit from Chuck's teaching. You can give a contribution by going to insight.org. A growing number of supportive friends are using the convenient Insight for Living mobile app to give. Or if you're listening in the United States, call 1-800-772-8888. Your donation will truly make a difference for eternity. Our phone number once more, 1-800-772-8888. Or to give a donation online, go to insight.org. Chuck Swindoll is well known for bringing Old Testament characters to life. And Friday, we'll hear his study, this time focusing on Moses, as he leads God's people to the Promised Land. Be sure to be listening Friday when Chuck kicks off the series called Changing Wanderers into Worshipers on Insight for Living.
The preceding interview, A Vision 195 Conversation with Chuck, Insight for Living Spanish, and the sound recording were copyrighted in 2018 by Charles R. Swindoll, Inc. All rights are reserved worldwide. Duplication of copyrighted material for commercial use is strictly prohibited.